That's the worst.
Feedback. We got your feedback. We love your feedback. We need your feedback. We read your feedback so we can feedback. And then we feedback to the feedback. Welcome to the Worst Podcast. Feedback for our tennis episode. You'll probably be noticing at this point that I'm the only voice speaking, and I kind of probably botched that intro song because I'm not used to doing it, frankly. But I found out that the worst thing about doing the Worst Podcast is not having my co-host with me because he might be blind in his right eye.
Stink eye?
Crook eye?
Or not. We don't know, because he is currently in the emergency room.
Emergency!
Waiting to get checked for said right eye.
Stink eye?
Crook eye?
Being messed up. So, this is John Vaughn. Joff Vaughn. Mr. Jonathan. However you'd like to address me. Coming to you for our feedback episode. We did tennis last week, which was kind of a benchmark episode for us because it was the first time that we kind of ended the episode at the beginning by both of us blurting out the same worst. It's never happened before, so it's a pretty big deal, guys.
I'm kind of a big deal.
And the feedback that came in was very divisive, according to how you felt about that. For instance, we got feedback from Goosh, Joey Goosh. He said, what happened with the tennis episode? I assume the Raven has already told you that it was cut off at 27 minutes on the Apple Podcast. To which Ryan replied, just listen. And Goosh said, oh, got it. I had it on in the background and didn't pick up on the abrupt cut. Hey, when you know it's the worst, you know, I guess. Like they say, when you know, you know. And if you don't know, now you know. If you didn't know, yo ass better call somebody.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
So, yeah, 27 minutes, easily our shortest episode that we've ever done. So Goosh got it after some prodding. Conversely, B-Run came in, Travis Brunner. Quadruple boos. Boo, 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 boo. Boo earns. He says, the worst podcast is about the path to getting to the worst. Not so much the actual worst. Yes, I agree with your choice for the worst, but tennis offers plenty to comment on and laugh about in between. That's a good point by Travis. There are a lot of other things, and I do have some here that we didn't get to last week, so I'm going to share some of those now. I have, when you win a tennis tournament, you're basically winning, like, plates. Like, the Wimbledon trophy is just a giant plate, which seems like the most bizarre thing to give someone when they win a sporting event. Here is something you can eat off of. Put a sandwich on it. Congratulations. So just winning like weird plates and cups and bowls. That's weird. That was one thing. It's like the out of shape couple sport. It's like, we're not really athletic anymore and we're out of shape. Let's go stand in the same spot and we'll play doubles tennis. Cause that's our exercise now. Cause we're old and out of shape. I just thought that was funny. Yeah, but those are just a couple things to chew on there that I had. I noticed feedback was late this week as well, so what's the scoop? Was one of you experiencing explosive runs, so you just powered through quickly to get out some content? Oh no. It was technical difficulties, people. Runs will not stop the Vaughn brothers from delivering quality worst content. So that was Travis Brunner. And of course, we got a Raven from Eric Ravens. He came in with a quick text to Ryan. And we have our first listener recommendation. the Raven from Eric Ravens was able to, bring another listener into the fold. Her name is Catherine. And she also sent us some feedback, which you'll hear in a bit. But the Raven goes on, tennis was my sport growing up. And I can't think of any better entries than the grunting and moaning other than crappy sportsmanship, which I think would more likely belong in the bizarro worst podcast category. And I appreciate the clips so much because I forgot just how awful some were. The porn comparison had me laughing hysterically, and for every subsequent clip, I was literally thinking, you could have been inserting porn clips, and I wouldn't have known save for the sound of the rackets hitting the ball. Which is so true. Some of them just sound like orgasms. If you haven't heard all the supercuts that Rye put in for the tennis episode, it's worth it just for that. I didn't realize how out of hand the grunting had gotten until I listened to it. So that was a Raven from Eric Ravens. And as I said, he got his friend Catherine Futrell listening. She writes, hey Ryan. Sorry, I'm not Ryan. It's me, Joff. But I get it. She says, I took your class back in 2017, and your favorite listener trapped me in his car and forced me to listen to your most recent episode, which I quite enjoyed. Just kidding, we were on a road trip. You don't have to say that. We're quite sure he probably somehow trapped you in that car, either physically or emotionally. When you guys said that grunting was the worst part of tennis, I screamed in excitement to Eric because that's what I thought too. Well, then you are a worst visionary, Catherine. You have the gift. She goes on, I also agree, whiffing your serve is pretty bad, but the grunting takes the cake. P.S. I listened to the feedback episode for going to the movies, and your sound bites killed me. PPS. Eric actually does all those super annoying things, I can confirm. He ate loud, crunchy seaweed, during a presentation at school. Come on, Eric Ravens. I'm sure Rye right now would be like, you don't know the Raven. That sounds right. That's on brand. PPS, PPPS, I'm not sure if it's normal to give feedback on the feedback, but I am a trendsetter, what can I say? What can I say? Yes, you can give feedback on the feed. You can give feedback on anything, really. We love it. And I don't know if you heard the theme song. We love your feedback. Although you've inadvertently submitted something as the worst in this email, and that's using PS, PPS, and PPPS. So congratulations on that worst. Soon to be your second favorite listener, Catherine. Thank you, Catherine. We very much appreciate both another listener and someone from a female perspective. So much appreciated. Who we got? Bree. Bree came in with a little tidbit. Tennis is the only sport whose equipment is used for non-sport purposes. Which is a great take. Tennis balls are used on the bottoms of old codgers walkers and are also a relatively new school supply shopping list staple for the sole purpose of cutting open and putting on the bottom of desks and chairs. The racket is also a handy swatter of bees, large insects, and for me on multiple occasions, a bat eliminator. When one of the winged rats finds its way into my house. So true. Yeah, it's a great point. The whole putting them on the bottom of things to make them quiet movement. It's pretty great. Pretty great, Bree. Good take. Solid take. Who else we got here? Formasano. Hey, buddy, coming back in with some feedback. I love it. Nailed it, he says. I looked at the episode title, audibly sighed, because I have absolutely zero interest in tennis, and was then pleasantly surprised to see the shortest episode ever. Excellent work, gentlemen. My only addition to this piece is an anecdote. When I was a wee lad, my mother attempted to teach me to play tennis. I was not very good at it. I was not particularly good at any sports, but my mom wanted me to try this. Whilst instructing me, she would tell me to grunt when I hit the ball. She's telling you to do it. Son, you need to grunt. She always would, and it was very uncomfortable. It never felt necessary for me to randomly grunt. It was a big reason I did not like playing tennis. Yes. Well put. See, there's got to be some science behind it then, if your mom's telling you to do it, right? Am I right, people? No? Because grunting.
Grunting has, I don't know, it's either you do it or you don't, or but you shouldn't think about it.
Papa Benish loved it. Why waste time with all the other stupid stuff like breakfast at Wimbledon, Cyclops / replay, and the crowd clapping when they do it, yelling at the ref, chairperson or whatever they're called, clay courts, tiebreaker garbage, and countless other stuff. Actually, it all sucks, except I guess their replay, which happens in seconds. Why can't the other sports do that? That's very true. But also, if the replay works so well and it's so quick, why even have a chairperson? Why not just use the electronic in or out system all the time? Like every play. If it's instantaneous. There's no point in having a chairperson anymore. And then you get rid of stupid tennis arguments because these people aren't going to argue with a machine, although that would be fun to see. McEnroe just getting heated with with the automatic replay machine that shows where the ball hits the line or not. That would be amazing. You can't be that fucking bad! Just no response. That's good. He goes on, my best tennis memory was from like 7 to 8 years old. When we used to go and have tennis ball home run derby with the Little League bats at the tennis courts by my house. That's good. It was pretty awesome. I had that on my list too, actually. Just like, if you play with kids who don't know how to play tennis, it just, they have no finesse, so it's all just hitting the ball as hard as they can, and ultimately turns into home run derby every time. One last thing. Missed the Welcome Back Cotter song from the beginning of the episode. Love that song and enjoyed that show.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah, we mix it up here. But thank you for the feedback, Benish, is much appreciated. Now, I know this was a pretty, I burned through the feedback pretty quickly, but I'm here all by my lonesome, so I'm just trying to make it work without my better half here. So we hope everything's okay with the eye.
Stink eye?
Crook eye?
And that he is back soon. Because that was your feedback. We got your feedback. Thank you for feedback. We need more feedback. We love that feedback. So we can feedback with the feedback on your feedback. Don't be the worst.